Yay.
Okay, I'm recording. All right. Welcome to Pack Tactics, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign set in the Circulus campaign world that I've made. My name is Crash, and tonight we have a special occasion where we are pitting one of my campaigns against the other. With us today are some fantastic people. We have Jen, we have Ellie, and we have special guest, Tom. And yes. So previously on Pack Tactics, some Starspawn were invading the Kobold Warrens, and there had been a tunnel that they dug to the farm where Meepo lived. So the Kobolds decided it'd be good to have an expeditious retreat. The Starspawn followed, there was an epic battle, the tunnel was collapsed. All seemed well and good. Fast forward to, in the main campaign, the party came home after a trip to what is probably the worst city that I, as a DM, have ever envisioned. And I do not say that lightly. They just wanted to rest, relax, maybe smash some heads, depending. What they came home to was a group of kobolds riding the sheep on their farm in a race. Punk was, shall we say, mildly annoyed and suspected they'd been in his room, despite the keep out sign, which they probably couldn't read anyway, but never mind about that. So he went off on a tangent, Meepo following behind, and we ended our last session of the main campaign with Punk in the tunnel system underneath the farm's basement, facing off against a certain kobold barbarian wielding a battle axe. In this corner! Well, I'm not going to do that. I won't do it well. Just imagine a non-trademark infringing let's get ready to rumble type thing.
Let's commence preparations for rumbling.
There you go. Good job.
Let's get ready to get ready.
Let's get ready to shake vigorously. Okay, so, Punk, you are in this tunnel, which has been widened out. It's almost like the same size as the basement at this point. And it's got a lot of tunnels branching off in various directions. And directly in front of you is a kobold wearing fancy dragon scale armor and carrying a large battle axe.
Who hopefully has managed to get a long rest since the last time we played.
I think so.
Oh, it's been several days. You've all had long
rest. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Matter of fact, Ponk has also had a long rest. You are all well rested.
Yes.
You got a good night's sleep.
Wow.
The night before, you had a good breakfast.
And now we get double XP from mobs.
That would be nice.
Oh. Daldane, you have inspiration.
He's just glaring daggers, just like, dirty kobold, what are you doing here?
I'm protecting the kobolds. What are you doing here?
I'm gonna smash kobolds.
Well, bring it on.
All right, he's charging in with the can opener.
Oh, God.
I think that would be a call for initiative.
Initiative.
Yes. Okay. Oh, God, I've rolled a 2. Plus 2, so yeah, that's where I'm at.
Do you prefer us to roll on the thing, or can I just roll my own?
I just roll dice.
I'm cool, however. Ellie usually prefers to roll in the chat in Discord, but you can roll regular dice, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I got a 21.
Oh, okay.
I just don't have anything on my dice.
I just use an app for the dice rolling.
Yeah, I have to roll the dice because I can read the numbers on that, but I can't read it in the chat. So, yay, dyslexia.
Okay, Ponk, I'm going to have you go after Daldane because Daldane's bonus to initiative is twice yours.
Okay.
So I'm not going to do anything quite yet, but I am going to Bardic Inspirate Gok.
Yay. What does that give me again?
You get a 1d8 inspiration die.
D8 inspiration die. Okay. Cool.
Okay. And for the sake of continuity, we will say that the reason why we did not see Daldane at the end of the last session was because Daldane was in one of these side tunnels and just managed to pop her head in to throughout this inspiration. People are still arriving on scene. Well, except for most of the clan. They are currently running in terror. Then realizing yes. the way they're running is towards the collapsed tunnel that they ran from in terror previously. So half of them start running the other way. Some of them are just trying to follow each person individually. Imagine, if you will, a long oval that some of them are running in. We're down the tunnel, then back again. Like, oh, wait, yeah, something's scary over here. It's like Bart Simpson in that one episode where he's on the boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Murderous gnome. Let's go this way. Oh, yeah. Murderous abominations from beyond the realm of knowledge and thought.
Yeah. I suspect they're going to end up in the barn with the sheep, but we'll see.
Well, how are they going to get to the barn with the sheep? They got to go past the gnome.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That would
be a problem with that. And there are attacks of opportunity that can occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Now that wouldn't be very sporting.
Oh.
Which is why I suspect it would happen.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Well, Ponk, it is your turn.
All right. Obviously, I would like to rage. and he is leaping into the air, and he's going to swing the can up, or he's going headhunting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So let's see. Get a plus 8 on that. Would a 27 hit?
Yep.
Just barely.
All right. Barely. Just winged her, right?
Yeah.
It's a him, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, him, sorry. That would be 8 damage on that one. And then he's going to do a backhand with the same weapon again. So
the beauty of this is I'm not the one who's keeping track of all the damage now.
I
have to usually just like, okay, well, this character is this boy's damage. No. It's all in D&D Beyond because it's character fighting character.
Oh, God, yeah, it is.
26 to hit. And
yeah, that's a hit.
Damn it. Ooh, man, 9 damage.
Wow.
And
okay,
you haven't raged yet.
Not yet.
Ugh.
He just turned around, you know? Yeah, so that's 17, I think?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, let me figure that out here. Okay.
Get out of my way.
Okay, Gox would like to rage.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, it's like...
What I really like here is we're taking this one line from Critical Role, and it's just become canon for that's what barbarians
yes,
say.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, yes.
While drinking a tea out of a teacup with one pinky extended. Yes, I would like to rage. Thank you very much. And they take the teacup and they smash
I don't know if you noticed, in one of the chapters in my book, the opening page is... It says, I would like to rage Punk Harm Darkstone.
Nice. I haven't read it yet. I mean to.
Available now on Amazon.
Yes, yeah. Buy yours now. Anyway, sorry.
It's on sale.
Okay. So, I'm raging. So I'm going to strike back with the battle axe. And so I think I have to roll the hit first, right?
Yep.
All right. Just rolled a 2 again. Not so good. That will be a miss. Yeah, okay. So that's a miss. And then...
you do have an inspiration you could use. Actually, no.
Do
Gox
I?
Doesn't.
I
Daldane
don't.
Does.
Yeah,
you have
I don't.
A bardic inspiration, but that's not going to be enough to bring that up enough.
It's not going
to
be enough. Okay, no. But so do I get 2 swings or 1?
You do get 2 swings.
Okay, so let's try that again. Okay, that's a 17 on the dice.
I have a 17. That will hit then, right?
Yeah.
Ty
goes to the attacker, and so that even if it didn't, that's a 17 on the die. Gox has a plus 7 to hit. So
oh, that's right.
That's actually 24.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So then
I
roll.
Now we get to do all the extra damage because
yeah,
it's going to be a D10 to start.
Right. a D10. Let me get my
plus
D10.
Five.
Where's my D10? There it is. Okay. All right. So the D10 has rolled 3. And then...
Okay. So that's 8 points of slashing damage.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I rolled something else.
But wait, there's more. We have supersized this attack.
Yeah.
Because you also have... let's see. You are also going to do 1d6 plus 4 radiant damage with this attack because of your divine fury attribute.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's a zealot. Okay, so 1d6 is a 6 plus 4.
Okay, so that's 10 points of radiant damage. Now, I forget, does raging have radiant damage?
I don't think so. I think it only has like the physical damage, like slashing, bashing, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think anything with the radiant. I don't think so.
That makes sense. It sounds logical, but this is also a game where if you go from 107 hit points down to 1, sleeping for 8 hours brings you back up to full. So
that's true.
So it's your call in the end.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the thing on the character sheet. It doesn't say anything about radiant damage.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. Unless it's
I clicked on rage. Let's like welcome to Pack Tactics, where we look up rules.
Yes.
Well, it's important to do so. Mm-hmm. You have resistance to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. So those three.
Okay.
So not radiant. You're going to take the full 10.
Okay. So what is that? So I took half of the first one, which was like 8. So I'm taking 14.
Wait. Yeah. I've lost track.
That's the first two sources of damage. Yes.
Okay.
And the third one would be the... Oh, where is it?
Bardic
the Revenant
Inspiration?
Blade Attack.
Is that right? I'm sorry, what?
The Revenant Blade Attack.
Oh,
where you can
okay.
use your bonus action to basically hit your opponent on the backswing.
Yeah, you're cutting off at the end of your sentences.
Okay.
From my perspective, at least. Okay,
well,
so
have
I do
to wait
the...
until afterwards and listen to the recording to know what I said. It's a secret until
exactly. It's going to be a guess. So I can use the Bardic Inspiration is what you're telling me?
No. This is one of your abilities where you can use your bonus attack. Remember, we did this last week, too. And there's a typo in it says it increases your damage to 2d4, but that's not what it means.
Okay, so I've had two attacks. There's another attack?
Revenant
Blade
Attack.
I missed the first one.
It's,
okay.
If you look at your character sheet, it's under actions. It's underneath raging.
It's underneath raging. Okay, let me find that.
So it's like right below where you click to say you're going to
rage. There it is. There it is. Okay, so we have that. So that's
as a bonus action on your turn, you can make a melee attack with the blade at the opposite end of a double-bladed weapon.
Which it is, yeah. Okay.
So roll again.
Okay, so I'm rolling to hit.
Actually, no, wait. Raging is a bonus action, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, rage is a bonus action,
so
you can't do
Revenant Blade Attack yet.
Oh,
but
that would explain why I don't remember doing the other one.
I was wondering where that was coming from. I was like, she raged, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You should have let me know. that would have saved some time. Okay, so
that's 14.
That was 14 points of damage for you, yes.
All right.
All right. So, next up is Vex and Ross, who simultaneously, because they actually tied for their initiative rolls, simultaneously try to come down the trap door into this tunnel system. Now, two medium-sized creatures would be able to probably squeeze through, especially if they're comfortable being in each other's space. Ross is not medium. Ross is large. So there are four legs sticking through the trap door, moving frantically. And you're pretty sure you hear profanities uttered in more than one language. Some of them are draconic. Most of them are elvish. There are a few that are undercommon. But they're all coming from Vex. Mostly what you hear from Ross is, sorry, I'm sorry. Maybe if you twist your leg, now we're stuck more. So that's probably going to be their turn for the foreseeable future.
I think Ross is going to be dead by the end of the game.
It's possible, yeah.
Maybe, but at this point, it's the equivalent of being restrained. So Vex is going to have to work really hard to try to kill him. Okay, Daldane, you're up.
So is this a barbarian party or is everybody invited?
We're both raging and staring at each other.
Focused. I'm just focused. Kill what's in front of us.
You hear some random focused screams of rage and anger and pain. The pain of not committing more pain upon another.
You're right.
I am going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Wow. Oh, wow.
You've been waiting for this.
I have.
I admit so have I. I didn't know who you're going to have it work on first. We still don't know. Because someone's got to make a saving throw.
Yeah.
Punk has to make a saving throw. And it's Wisdom 14.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I get an advantage on Wisdom saves. So, let's see. Because I'm a gnome. Let's see. So that's a 4 and a 2. All right. I guess I take the 4.
Ponk, you feel the urge to laugh like you have never laughed before. Even the last time you were covered in the blood and guts of your enemies, which was grounds for a hearty belly laugh at that point.
I'm going to love tearing you apart.
Okay, so here's the wonderful thing.
This is even more hideous than I imagined.
Daldane, would you care to grace us with all the fun things that are going to happen with Tasha's Hideous Laughter?
The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone, becoming incapacitated and unable to stand up for the duration, which is 1 minute. At the end of each of its turns and each time it takes damage, the target can make another wisdom saving throw. The target has advantage on the saving throw if it's triggered by damage. On a success, the spell ends.
Oh, wonderful.
So you are on the ground laughing a lot.
You ever seen Fight Club?
Yep.
When Brad Pitt's character is getting punched and he's just laughing at the guy? Basically, that's what Punk is, just laughing as he gets hit. Like, do it again. Come on. Harder. I didn't feel it.
Oh, wow. So Punk is prone or not?
Well, he failed the save.
Yeah, so, he's not prone now. Come on, hit me.
And it is now
literally rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He spends his turn saying, hit me, hit me, hit me. At the end of your turn, because right now the only thing you can do is laugh and say, hit me. So at the end of your turn, you get to make a wisdom saving throw again.
Okay.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Well, I'm prone. I can't do anything, right?
You can make a wisdom saving throw.
I didn't make it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Didn't tell us.
Yeah. Well, no, I made it earlier before we described what happened.
But then you had a turn.
But you get another one.
Oh, I make another one. Okay, that's right. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry. I understand that.
Yeah,
I
every time your turn ends, you're going to get another chance to get out of this.
Okay, so I have advantage. So 11.
And DC's 14.
Yeah. Okay, so nope.
Okay. Well, Gox, your opponent seems to be enjoying himself immensely.
Gox is confused. Okay, he wants me to hit him, but he's enjoying this. And he can't fight right now, so he's weak. I protect the weak. Okay, so I'm going to, I guess it would be a grapple. I'm going to sit on him and pin his shoulders down, or pin his arms down, if I can, and just see if I can stop the fight.
Okay. Well, Well, he's incapacitated, so I don't think...
He might get up, though, at some point.
No, what I'm thinking about is normally if you try to grapple someone, it's a contested roll. So...
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say, give me a strength check.
Okay.
And Punk, give me a dexterity check at disadvantage.
Okay.
Because you're having a hard time holding your sides as they're splitting.
Wait, actually, I get 2 on that. So that's 18 and 15.
Okay, so 15. I've rolled an 11 on the dice, and strength is +3.
But it's a strength check, so you get advantage. You're raging.
Oh, right.
You very angrily try to sit on the gnome.
Yes. Pin his arms, like, end of this, you know? Maybe. So what do I...
Just roll a d20 again and add your strength bonus.
Okay. I've rolled a one and plus three.
Okay, so you attempt to sit on the not as angry as originally forecast gnome, but he's rocking with laughter so much that he, not even consciously, just sort of tosses you off of him. So now you're both on the ground.
Great.
All right. The action that's happening at the trap door is continuing. Apparently, there is somebody on the other side doing their best to try to pull Vex and or Ross out. But the profanities are continuing, and now they're using a lot of words that have hyphens. So you're hearing strings of profanities where, no, that's even with magic, I'm not sure that's possible, but okay. Things are just getting worse up there.
Now, where is Meepo throughout all this? Because she was
That's
somewhere
a very
near
good
this.
question. Was she following Ponk down?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to give me a retroactive initiative roll.
Oh, okay. Find the dice. It's a seven.
Okay. So I will add her into this. I'm going to say that for the sake of retconning, to make sure, or minimizing retconning, because she, I'm sure she would have taken action in this round and a half of combat so far.
Unless
I'm
she's so
going to
freaked out that she just can't move,
possibly. I'm going to say that maybe she's the one up top that's trying very hard to get Vex and Ross unstuck.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I don't know that she'd jump into battle because how would she pick a side?
That's also true.
Yeah.
Okay, Daldane, it is your turn.
I will walk over to the barbarians. Look, Lutang, calm down, or I can turn you into a bundle. Which do you prefer?
Oh my gosh, he'd be the killer rabbit.
Oh.
I almost want to see
Your
this.
head off.
That rabbit's dynamite!
And Gox knows she can do it too. He's like, oh.
I'm not gonna like actually do anything. I'm
Well, you just get threatened.
if this was against if this was against an NPC, I'd say make an intimidation check, but this is against a PC, so I'm going to let Ponk decide how he feels about it.
Oh, now that he knows that there's another opponent, I'm just laughing. I'm gonna enjoy ripping your head off. Do what you want to. Ha
All right. I'm going to turn him into a bunny.
Okay.
And that's a wisdom saving throw at 14 if you want to resist.
Okay. Nine and nine. Okay, I'm a bunny.
Oh, wow.
He's still laughing, though. The bunny's just on its back, rocking back and forth with all of its little paws sort of curled in. It looks adorable, and yet you feel that it should be covered in blood right now.
Gox finds this all very disturbing.
Ponk, you can make another wisdom saving throw at this point because it's your turn.
Okay.
I'm assuming the only thing you can do is end your turn and then make a wisdom saving throw to see if you're not laughing anymore.
Yeah. See a 16 and a
That'll do
16.
it.
All
You're no
right.
longer laughing.
But I am a bunny, so
You are
you're
a
a
bunny.
bunny.
But you're no
A very
longer
pissed off bunny.
incapacitated.
Okay. So I can't act this turn. I have to wait till my next turn, right?
Yes, this was at the end of your turn.
Okay.
Okay, Meepo, you are, it feels weird to say up top because you are technically in a basement, but you're one level higher than everyone else. And the last time you saw this look on Vex's face, he was going into the mouth of a very large animal.
Oh. Okay.
He might have the same range of emotions going through his mind right now.
Okay. So I'm up. I'm trying to unstick these two guys from the doorway or the right. Yeah,
Yes.
Meepo is.
Well, that's what you were doing last
That's
turn
what I was doing last turn.
for the
Okay.
sake of continuity, but what you want to do this turn is up to you.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't know the grease spell.
I'm sorry. What?
There's a spell called grease.
Oh.
Basically, yeah, what happens is you would turn, you would polymorph Vex into John Travolta.
Say, like grease is the word.
Okay.
And then you cast lightning.
Yeah. But I thought the bird was the word.
Oh, it was earlier
today. Everyone knows that.
Word up.
Oh my God.
I love this
okay.
game so much. This crossover is everything I wanted it to be.
So Vex is stuck with, was it Ross or was it Jackson?
Ross.
It's Ross. Okay. So
Jackson probably would have not tried to jump in at the exact same time, realizing that there's a certain amount of space there.
Okay. So I know Vex is beyond raging, even though he's not a barbarian right now. So Meepo's going to go.
The ranger would like to rage.
The ranger would like to rage. So Meepo's going to say, Mr. Ross, move out of the way. Come back here a bit, and then you can both go through, but just not at the same time.
I have been trying this now for two turns. I am what one would say is restrained at the moment. I am making my checks at disadvantage. You have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah. People's like, I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's right. You don't know what the fourth wall is. Okay. I'm trying really hard.
She's kind of at a loss now. Like, I don't know what to do.
Speaking is a free action. So you could cast a spell. You could make a, it would be a strength athletics check to see if you could push or pull one or both of them in a way that, where they get free.
Hmm. She doesn't have much strength at all. Trying to figure out what I could possibly do.
I don't think she's got anything. Start jumping up and down.
Well, I don't know. He's kind of he's a fire being. Is this a good idea? Well,
Yeah, but he's also wrapped in armor. So
that's true.
Think of like a walking, talking griddle.
Yeah. I could try starting to dig the part of the tunnel they're trying to go down. I could try digging on the side of it to make it bigger.
Do you have a spell that would allow you to do that? Because otherwise you're trying to dig through stone with your...
It's stone. Yeah, okay, that's not going to work either.
I
don't know.
Before, but someone's sorcerer reinforced it.
Oh, right. That's true. That's not going to work either.
And if it wasn't Zeely, then Ari did it because Ari has spells that allow him to do stuff like that too.
He does. Yeah, I think I remember that. That might be canon that that's stone now from that.
If it was dirt, there would have been a cave in a while ago.
Yeah, probably. Okay. I have no idea. I'm just going to back up and let these two sort it out. Done with you kind of thing. You
know? Well, that is... Those rolls are not sufficient for them to do anything. All right, so that's the end of the turn for them. And we're back up to Daldane.
What about Gux?
Oh, we totally skipped Gux. I'm sorry. Gux, what would you like to do?
So I have a laughing bunny on the floor, or I have a non-laughing bunny on the floor?
You are laying on the floor next to a very angry bunny.
God.
You've never seen a bunny scowl before.
Oh. This little bunny is so angry and so cute.
Should I, because Snifeblin are hairless, should the bunny be a hairless also? Is this a thing we should do?
Your call.
I would say it's the dealer's choice because Daldane cast the spell.
I don't think Daldane's ever seen a hairless bunny.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's a little fluffy bunny.
I mean, I'm picturing just fluffy white, you know.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like this cute thing, and Gox really likes little cute things. So,
unlike most white bunnies, where the eyes would normally be pink, these are blood red and almost glowing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna stand up since I'm on the ground. I'm gonna stand up just in case something happens.
To hug bunny.
Yeah, no. At this point, it might be roll to not hug bunny because he looks really cute little things.
We'd have the first case of a barbarian raging twice. Your rage hasn't worn off. I'm using another one anyway.
Mm-hmm. he can't. Gox is like, I can't hit a bunny. It's a bunny. I can't kill a bunny. So I'm just going to stand up and see what happens.
Okay, so we skip past the rolls that I've already made for our trapdoor dwellers. And now we... this is their life now. And now we are, for real, back up to Daldane.
And since Io has just arrived, we should probably roll Zilean.
Probably. If we could get an initiative roll for Zilean, that would be fantastic.
All
Welcome,
right.
by the way.
Wow, that is not the clan to roll. 16.
Okay. So you go after Punk. Canonically, what I'm going to say is happening is you were further down the tunnels because what has taken place is since you came to the farm, the kobolds decided to make a home for themselves underneath, like below the basement. So you have been assisting in that regard because you have a few spells that help in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So you heard a commotion. There were a bunch of kobolds that were running going, "The angry gnome's going to kill us all," and all running away. And it took you a few rounds to go from where you were to this area directly below the basement with the trap door. And when you get here, it's not your turn yet, but when you get here on your turn, well, there is no gnome, only cute fluffy bunny. Daldane, what would you like to do?
I'm going to pick the bunny up and start carrying it toward the staircase.
Okay. Let's see, a strength check actually probably would not be the best thing to do here. I'm going to say make an athletics check.
Okay.
And Punk, you are free to contest this.
Okay.
I'm sorry, acrobatics. It's acrobatics for both of you.
Acrobatics, then? Okay.
Yeah, because this would be dexterity based. One of them is trying to be quick and grab you. The other one is trying to dodge.
16, so I lost. So.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, my acrobatics is plus 6, so that's at 24.
Okay. So you are now holding on to the very angry bunny. You've never heard a bunny growl before.
How long does it last?
An hour.
Oh, all right.
Oh, dear. Punk, what would you like to do while being held?
I'm going to use my inspiration to try to bite him as tough as
it's
I can.
Her.
Her. Excuse me.
Sheldon's a her.
It's okay.
All right, so I guess that's just like an unarmed strike.
You don't even need inspiration to do that. You can just make the roll. And if you're not happy with the roll, you can use inspiration to roll again.
Use my inspiration. Okay, cool. All right. So that's 18.
You know, our AC is only 13, and I don't get to dodge.
Yeah. So it's okay. That's just unarmed strike. I have just like 4. It's just like, what, 4 damage, or how does that work?
Well, your stats do change. Your physical stats change when you're polymorph.
I'm a bunny.
So you have the strength of a bunny.
Okay. So.
So technically, you didn't have the same bonus to strength checks. But, you know, we'll out. Daldane is going to take a point of damage because that's how much a bunny can do by biting.
Okay. Glaring at her.
Okay. Zili, you rush in to see Daldane holding a bunny. You did hear hideous laughter on your way here, though.
That bunny used to be a gnome.
A really angry
a barbarian.
What are we going to do with it now?
I don't know.
You have 1 hour to build a wrestling ring with a steel cage. You hear a voice from above, from Vex, go, "I have an idea of what you can do."
Okay. What's your idea?
Get me out of here. Vex has not actually had a conversation with Gox before, so didn't realize that saying, "I have an idea of what you could do," while trying to kick his way out of a trapdoor that he's stuck in. Like, here's one. Here's another one. That equals... What do you want me to add?
Well, I could try to pull him out.
Okay. Give me a strength check to pull him in the wrong direction. This is going to be great.
I've rolled a 20.
A natural 20?
Natural 20, strength plus 3.
Oh my gosh. We're gonna kill Chris's character while he's at BlizzCon.
Oh, God.
This is great. Okay. So you manage to pull him and thank you, Tom.
Thank you. You are Tom. So welcome. We needed a visual.
There's that, but there's also the bunny from Hoodwinked. That would also be good.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, never trust a bunny. Oh, that is glorious. And you already have inspiration because you didn't have to spend it. Okay, wow. That's so good. How dare you derail me?
It's my job.
Oh, I love this game so much. I really do. I love everyone who plays in all of my campaigns. Which now totals to 3. Campaigns, not people. So you do manage to pull Vex free. That is the good news. In the process, something has to give. And that's either going to be Vex, Ross, or the trapdoor. I'm going to roll for each. That's a roll for Vex. That's a roll for Ross. That's a roll for the trapdoor. So this may come as a surprise to you, but a stone trapdoor is more sturdy than Vex. Vex comes free. There is a crunching sound when you pull him free. He lands on the ground and screams in pain.
Uh-oh, I've pulled him too hard.
You know that shoulders don't tend to move in that particular direction.
Oh, no. Chris is going to kill me.
Rangers don't need their shoulders.
Oh, no.
They do need the arms that are connected through the shoulders.
So I'm going to yell up the stairs, Meepo, go get a healer. I broke your friend.
And Meepo replies,
I'm going to go find one. I go running upstairs hoping I've heard that the gnomes are here, so I'm going to go try to find one and hope we can help. Looking for Mr. Lucanidae.
Okay, I'm not going to say that we're an initiative at this point. I'm just going to assume that every so many seconds, like every 6 seconds or so, Dalding gets bit again.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, he's just going to keep biting at him.
Well, I'm going to hand Ponk to Vex. I put Ponk in Vex's lap.
Vex can't hold anything. Oh, no.
We're going to give it to him like his good arm?
He doesn't have a good arm.
Hold the bundle.
Both arms.
Oh.
Both shoulders were dislocated by getting pulled through a trapdoor he didn't have room to fit through. So if you hand Ponk to Vex, Ponk is just going to be able to just jump at your face.
Please drop me. Please drop me.
He is on board with this plan, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, if you've ever held a cat that didn't want to be held, and so their paws are just, like, moving like crazy, and they're trying to scratch you,
Their
body is twisting, this is a very angry bunny.
Okay, so
is Ross also free?
Oh, wait, is Ross free?
Ross is able to get free now. His armor is slightly dented, but it's nothing he can't fix.
Okay.
Okay.
He does the equivalent of like holding an arm up to where his mouth would be and sticking his thumb in. And you get the impression that he's sort of holding his breath. And then the armor that's dented in just sort of pops out. You have no idea how that works.
But it's fun to watch. Ross? Ponk. Hold him, please.
I'm kind of supposed to protect him.
Well, then, protect him until he turns back from being a bunny.
He is incredibly cute, by the way.
He is really cute as a bunny. Oh, okay. Look, the bunny's growling. So
Ponk,
cute.
I'm going to need another acrobatics check from you because you're being passed off.
Acrobatics. Oh, Jesus. 10.
Well, I rolled a 4.
Oh, all right.
So you squirm your way free.
All right, and he's going to just run away. Just like run back into the house and just try to get away.
Okay, you've got a ladder to jump up.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
There is a ladder, unless we broke it.
Bunnies, I've been told, are good at hopping.
I would like to use my inspiration then to try to hop up. And get out.
Well, remember, wait, the way inspiration works, when you make a low roll, you can use your inspiration to roll again.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to just say, okay, I'm going to use my inspiration. Now, that is a house rule. That's why it needs correction.
Okay.
Normally, if you wanted to use inspiration in according to the official rules, you would say, I'm going to use my inspiration now, and then you roll twice.
I gotcha. Okay.
But this way, you can save it for when you need it.
So what are my bunny stats then, say, for like athletics or...
Oh, I got to look it up now.
Because I have a plus 11 in athletics if I'm not a bunny.
So this is definitely not how I pictured this going at all. This is quite the surprise.
Every time I have an idea of, yeah, this is what's going to happen, it never ends up that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Last week's game, I thought, well, if everything goes the ideal way, this is what's going to happen. And that means something's going to go horribly wrong. But no, you did what I thought would need to be done. And I don't know how to take that.
Yep.
It's weird. You know, I think the stats for a rabbit, because that rabbits can be familiars, that might be in the player's handbook.
I don't have it.
I have no idea.
I haven't bought a D&D book in like 10 years. So
I do a search for the word rabbit, and the first result says pirate.
Okay.
I don't think those stats are going to match very well.
No, because apparently a pirate can have a rabbit foot.
Oh.
As a lucky charm.
Okay, sure.
Which you'll never get your hands on it, though. Thank you. I'm here all week.
I don't have any idea what's going on here.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to wing your stats. So I will allow you to... Now, in this case, I'm going to allow you to add your bonus for acrobatics.
For acrobatics? Okay, that's
for acrobatics.
Two. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. So I got a 12, and then if I want to re-roll it, I can use my inspiration then?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
I want to try to just like jump like up the ladder and just get away.
Okay. With the 12, I'm going to say it in this amount of time, you've gotten about halfway up. If Ross had eyes, you'd be eye to eye with Ross.
Okay. All right. He is just trying to get away from this. He never runs away. This alien for him.
I think it's wrong for anyone to say that you ran away from the battle like a scared little bunny. Probably. What people should think instead is that you are running like a very angry bunny towards another fight.
Yes.
That is in the opposite direction of the first one.
So he's halfway up the ladder? Or?
He's about halfway up the ladder. If one of you wanted to intervene, you could at this point.
I think I'm gonna because I'm thinking he's gonna go after other kobolds once he changes back.
Nah. I've learned my lesson. Live and let live. Yeah.
He learned his lesson, go after the bard first.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. The bard is going next.
Yeah. Ross will not intervene because since he knows this is Punk, he's supposed to be protecting Punk.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so
he's
I'm
also supposed to protect the rest of the people who are guests. So he doesn't quite know what to do.
He can't do anything, can he?
No.
He's stuck. We broke him.
Well, no, you got him free.
Oh well, yeah. Okay. He's not stuck physically.
So who's intervening?
I'm gonna intervene because I don't want Punk to change back and like randomly slaughter my people. So I'm going to try to pick him up, and like I'm wearing armor, so I'm thinking maybe if I just like kind of like hug him against the armor, which is dragon scale, maybe he won't do as much damage as a bunny to me.
Well, we can try it. So you're going to have to give me an acrobatics check.
Okay.
Because you got to jump partway up a ladder.
Right. Yeah.
If
I've rolled a 12.
Head height for Ross. He's higher than you. You rolled
pretty
a 12?
High up, yeah. Plus two is acrobatics is plus two.
Okay. I can see a cause for Punk's roll to be at advantage and at disadvantage because one, you're on a ladder and trying to not fall off, but two, you're a bunny on a ladder and Gox is trying to climb the ladder to get you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to even out. Just give me an acrobatics check.
Okay.
This is the weirdest battle ever.
I know.
It's glorious.
A 9.
And the other roll was a 14, I want to say. Gox's roll was what?
Was a 12 plus 2 for acrobatics, so okay. Yes.
So you have captured Punk again.
I've captured him. So I'm going to like hold him like you would like a baby, you know, like under his arms. And I'm like petting his head. Like, calm down. We don't have to fight.
In my head canon, his teeth have latched on to a single dragon scale. And all four paws are just moving like Punk is on a racetrack trying to burrow his way through your chest.
Right.
Like, bugs are good at digging. I will dig through flesh. I will make a nest in your chest cavity where your heart is.
Kind of what I expected.
Reverse alien.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I will make room by eating your heart while it still beats.
It's got to get through the armor first, though.
Yes, it is magical dragon skill, so that's not going to happen. But Punk doesn't know this.
Right.
And would it stop Punk if he did?
No. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
see, this is why Gox went to pick up the bunny, because he didn't want this to happen to another kobold. You
know? Someone, going to explain what the heck is happening here?
I'm the DM, and I don't think I could.
Gox is going to try. Okay, so I was down here, and Punk came running through really mad and wanted to kill kobolds. So I said, okay, let's fight, or something like that. And Daldane turned him into a bunny. And he's really cute now, but he's also really, really mad. So you probably shouldn't pet him now, as I pet his head some more. There's my explanation.
Okay, well, I guess you have this under control.
For now.
Can we... maybe we should do something about the person with the dislocated things?
Oh, Meepo's going to get a healer.
Carnivore.
Oh. Well, okay. Then maybe you can help, too.
And I'm going to cast a second level Cure Wounds.
Okay. I'm being very light on the damage for this because we're totally NPCing Vex here. But I'm going to say that, well, give me a medicine check. Okay, a 22. That's okay, so you managed to move Vex's arms into position. That's a really low constitution save. He does pass out from the action of you putting his arms in the right place before you cast the healing spell. But you're pretty sure that when he wakes up again, he'll have full use of his arms again. The bones have set.
Good.
And Ross says, I should probably take him upstairs to his room or something. And he goes to pick up Vex, and he goes up the ladder, and he gets like up two rungs, and then he realizes,
oh, no.
Wait, no. Okay. Well, and then he tosses Vex through the opening.
Oh, no.
You hear a thump.
Oh, no.
Sorry! And then he climbs up the ladder. He's out of sight.
Oh, okay.
So it's just us and the bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And Meepo is looking for...
Lucanidade, because she thinks he can heal.
Well, you don't know how much damage Vex took by being tossed up a ladder.
Yeah, but well, she doesn't know that happened. She's not in that room.
I'm going to say that Meepo has made it to the second floor, and Lucanidade comes out of the guest bedroom that... Fiddle punches him, and he says, wait, what's wrong?
Gox broke Mr. Vex, and he needs a healer. He needs a healer really bad.
Broke Miss...
Just come with. And I grab his hand, and I'm like trying to pull him.
He doesn't resist this. He was already heading towards the stairs down as he was sighing heavily.
Okay, so I'm going to try to bring him... To where I think Mr. Vex would be.
In the middle of an orc and dinosaur infested jungle for 50 years, and I've never used this many healing spells in a week.
Sorry.
All right, let's see what the damage is. And that is a very cute bunny.
Well, I didn't hear the end of that.
That is a very cute bunny.
He may look cute, but he's deadly. You'll see. He'll change back eventually.
I can hear the growling from here. Is that Punk?
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard.
I haven't met Punk, but I've been told about Punk. I think I'm going to stay up here in the basement. It sounds weird to say that. Up here in the basement. Well, I'm going to stay up here in the basement and heal Vex over here. Ross, if you can help me
take
the stairs.
That's a good
idea. I'm not going to go down there.
That's probably a good idea, too.
Is Meepo here now?
Yeah. She's up in the basement.
So, exit Lucanidae and Vex, pursued by Ross. Or carried by Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Not pursued
Meepo's
by a bear.
Meepo's going to follow because she's very concerned about what happened to him. She figures the barbarians are going to take care of each other one way or another at this point. And she can't pick a side. She's aligned to both. She can't handle it. So she's going to just go.
Okay.
And she can hear that Zaylee's down there. So if they need a sorcerer, it's handled.
Okay. Well, we've been playing for just about an hour. Do we need to take a 5-minute break?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Okay. I'm going to press some buttons. And we're back. Okay, so to move the plot forward, you have somehow all managed to get back upstairs. You are in the kitchen. And on top of the kitchen table is a wooden box with a secured lid. And it's kind of like those crates where you can see through the wooden slats for it are spaced just a little bit apart. And there is a very angry bunny that is gnawing on the wooden slats, trying to make the hole wide enough that he can come through and murder all of you. And Lucanidae and Fiddle Punch are both in the kitchen as well. Fiddle Punch is doing a bit better. He's up and walking around. He took... The damage to his body has been healed, but it wasn't a good experience mentally. His home for quite some time, your understanding is probably more than one century, has been thoroughly destroyed by a Starspawn invasion that he only narrowly escaped due to Lucanidae's interference. So he's been in a bit of a daze, but he comes down to see this and goes, "Wow. Ponk is actually kind of cute now."
I know. I keep saying that.
It's even He's also probably going to murder all of us.
Oh, he was going to murder me anyway. Or
Don't
try.
Don't worry. Soft things not be worrying. I have a plan.
I am filled with curiosity and intrepidation.
That's the natural stub of being around Zulu.
Right. Well, time to be solving this problem with a cantrip.
Uh-oh. Everybody back up.
Yeah, I get away from the table.
I'm going to go move behind Zeely.
No, no, not that cantrip.
That's an out of context D&D quote for you right there. No, no, that
yeah,
not that
can't. That's a good one.
So at this point, by the way, Ponk has managed to get an opening large enough that he can, like, have you ever pet a bunny and you push their ears back and their eyes get a little wider? You can do this for a cat too. When he's pushing his head through to test how wide the hole is, it looks even more adorable, but his eyes just go super wide because it's pushing back the fur above his eyes. Then he goes back to gnawing.
He would rather his head explode than stay a rabbit.
Zaylee picks up the box and starts moving and is going to be heading for... Well, a place underground.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. I'm going to follow.
I don't like how this is going.
And Zaylee starts heading towards the part of things that she sealed. No, I think Daldane sealed it off by dropping things. Anyway, she starts heading towards
Wait.
It was a group effort.
Yeah.
She starts heading towards the sealed off part of things.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
She's going to open a hole in the wall, put the box through, and close the hole again, isn't she?
Oh, no. On the one hand, he'll have lots of things to fight if they're still there. How long did that fire spell last on the others?
Only like a minute.
Oh, okay.
Do him one for at least pick up the can opener and leave the can opener in there with him.
How I'm interpreting it is all the gear you had with you.
Okay.
You still
becomes
have with you.
Good. Yeah, okay. Good. Absorbed.
So when you turn back, you have everything. We've actually established this when a Daladane turned Gox into a Wurst dog.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Uh-huh. All right,
Punk. Are you being hearing me?
I think that's a yes.
Growl once for yes.
I have a choice.
Fight things, several people for no.
Things to fight choice.
Angry Bunny, so cute.
You can either
and the,
be not
the award
fighting
for
us,
the best improvised dialogue is.
Or you can be fighting the things on the other side of this wall. Things that be coming in from Shadowfell.
I don't think he cares much what he fights at this point.
Excellent. Are you ready to behave?
Back,
or are you heading into there?
He's going to give the equivalent of flipping the bird with one of his little paws.
Oh, no.
You didn't think bunnies could bend their toes that way, but it happens.
It happened, yeah. Yeah, this is only going to slow him down, though. If he lives fighting whatever's on the other side, if they're still there, he's just coming back.
Maybe his friends be collecting him by then.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out great for...
I broke one of his friends, I don't know.
It worked out great for General Zod when they put him in the Phantom Zone, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, he's just coming back.
You know? Fine. You suggest we killing him?
Well,
yes,
at least
he's still talking in common,
right,
so that Punk can hear
to...
this.
No. That's... he's really weak right now. It's kind of not fair.
Lucanidae has followed you down here, and he says, I will not be a party to killing one of the people who owns the house we've been staying in.
Right, right. That's being my point.
So, wait. Now I'm confused. Am I supposed to fight him? Or am I not supposed to? Or what if he attacks me? How's this work, Lucanidae?
At this point... Punk, we do have stats for you because Ellie was able to find homebrew stats for a rabbit. Give me a strength check to break through the hole you've made in the box.
Okay. Yeah, let me open that up real quick.
It's a -5.
Oh, -5.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right. I don't know
if Punk was not polymorphed inside this box, I wouldn't require you to roll. So it's a
I got an 11, actually.
That is just enough.
The threshold is 10. Wow.
Well, yeah, it's
all right.
This box is sturdy enough to hold a rabbit. It's not sturdy enough to hold a punk.
A frenzy killer rabbit.
This is gonna all be right. Terrible.
Now the bad news is rage has worn off. Mechanically speaking, I don't think you're ever not angry. It's your natural state of being.
Mm-hmm.
That's a secret, Cap.
No. It's not a secret. Everyone knows.
Whoops.
Killer right, Bunny's free.
He's running to get away.
See, this is what happens when taking up all the time arguing about my excellent plans.
All right, I'm following the bunny wherever he's going.
You'd be better putting him in that zone, yeah. But
yeah, probably.
What size would you say that this box is?
Huh? I'm following the
Crash.
Bunny. I don't know how far away.
What size would you say that? Crash. What size would you say this box is?
I'd say it's like this longest dimension is like 2 feet 1 foot by 1 foot by 2 foot.
No, I mean like tiny, small.
I'd say, well, kobolds are small, right?
So tiny. Kobold,
yeah, it's tiny. It's big enough. It's small enough that you can pick it up and carry it around. So I'd say tiny.
All right. So Zeely sort of dumps a bunch of stuff out of her component pouch and sets the box down. Animate objects! Go get them!
Wow.
Ponk the bunny is being pursued by a box.
I'm guessing that means it's initiative time again.
The cage needs a prisoner.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, what's the movement speed for an animated object?
African or European?
Well, I don't know. Ah!
30 feet, and it can fly if it doesn't have legs.
Okay. Ponk, I'm assuming you're double moving?
Yes.
Okay. Ponk's speed is 35.
All so. Right, I can cast web on the other side. No, wait, no, I can't. It's concentration.
Yep.
Okay, so Ponk, you are aware, because the way a bunny's head is shaped, your eyes are on the side of your head. You kind of appreciate having 108-degree vision. that's a nice trick. I mean, I know you don't want to be a bunny, but that's one attribute that is like the thin silver lining of that storm cloud.
Yeah.
So you know that you're being pursued by a magically animated box that is attempting to capture you again, but you're faster than it is.
I cast Mold Earth to make the terrain in front of him difficult terrain.
I can burrow.
Can you burrow through stone?
I don't know. According to this, I have one hit point.
Yeah, you can burrow, but your burrow speed is 5 feet per round.
All right.
All right, I'm chasing after Wolf.
I know the session isn't over yet, but I truly appreciate you taking your time out of your busy day to come here to be chased as a bunny by a bunch of kobolds.
No problem. I'm having a blast.
Okay. You are having all the fun that Ponk is not having.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, Tom's enjoying it. Ponk is just in hell. Yeah.
The only way to make it more of a hellscape terrain for Ponk.
Don't give them any more ideas.
If there were rainbows everywhere.
Oh, don't give them ideas, Crash.
And pink fluffy unicorns dancing upon them.
Don't give them ideas, please.
Didn't we already try that with Meepo and the colored lights or whatever? That didn't go over very well with Ponk either. Dancing lights, that's what it was.
So I'm assuming the box caught him then?
Once you hit difficult terrain and you have to start dodging over things, unfortunately, yes, the box does catch up to you.
All right.
So at that point, you're going to be rolling.
The box and all the random spell components. Like, there's a spool of copper wire that wants to, like, tie his
lips.
Oh,
you animated everything?
Yeah, I dumped out as many objects as I could animate from my spell component pouch.
Picture, if you will, a nightmare hellscape of creatures out of Fantasia with the broomsticks, only it's everything that isn't a broomstick. Bed knobs, for example. Angela Lansbury is there for you. You don't know why. All right, so at this point, you're going to have to make a dexterity check.
Okay, so...
And Z, I'm going to have you make a dexterity check for... all of your things.
Tiny objects have a dex of 18.
Okay. I'm going to just say, because there's so many of them, you're rolling at advantage rather than rolling for each individual one.
Okay. I don't think I need to roll a second time.
That's a nat 20.
All right.
Ponk is recaptured. Wow. Yes. And there's copper wire that is now like... It's like after a rodeo when the bovine has been put on its back and its hooves are all tied together.
Cog tied.
Yes. That is what has happened to this bunny.
Good box, come!
And then it gets eaten by a box.
All right, he's done.
Come on back. boulder through the hole.
So you're putting up bunny through the hole into the Starspawn infested side of the tunnel.
I'm going to tell the object. All right. Once I close this up, then release him.
Well, that's not a fair fight.
Yeah, you should probably let the Starspawn know in advance that Ponk is coming if you want to be.
I don't know. I like the idea of there being a rumor from this point forward among Starspawn that if you come to the Primaterial Plane, you should avoid rabbits because they turn into barbarians unexpectedly.
It is now lore.
Oh, that's really good.
The Starspawn Hulk goes to bite this bunny's head off, and then suddenly there is a gnome barbarian's head inside of its mouth. And a gnome barbarian's head is a bit larger than a Starspawn Hulk's mouth.
Oh.
First kill.
Yeah.
And then it goes downhill for the Starspawn from there.
But it's a new world for him to conquer.
And all through it, Ponk continues to wear the Starspawn Hulk's head, what remains of it, as a helmet.
It's going to be like Army of Darkness.
Yeah. And it's at a jaunty angle as he wears it, too. Not on purpose. It just slipped that way.
There was a rabbit. It fell from the sky and turned into a barbarian.
Okay. So, exit one Ponk, where we will find out what happens to him in tonight's game.
It's going to be
glorious. I already have ideas. I was like, I'm not quite sure what we're going to do tonight. Oh, now I know.
In the meantime, I will work out on your character.
No. I'm going to have to work on a new villain.
Oh. You could do it like Bizarro World. Like Bizarro Punk comes back and he's friendly and happy.
So. It's going to be like one of those Riddick movies where at the end of it, you're just in charge of everything. And you're sitting on the throne saying, you keep what you kill.
Anyways, he seals up the tunnel again behind the stuff. Okay. And then immediately goes, wait, my copper wire. Oh, I can get no copper wire. If Sox doesn't steal it.
Oh, okay. And sometime shortly afterwards, Ponk, you stop being a bunny. And the tunnel only goes in one direction, unless you want to try to dig through it with the can opener.
No, he just follows wherever he can go.
Okay.
All right. Well, Gox is going to sit on the other side of that and wait. It's going to happen.
And Zeely's going to go off and find her youngest colleague.
Oh, no.
That was not what I intended when I turned him into a bundle.
What did you intend?
Well, just to stop the fight, mostly.
Well, also, the fight stopped.
I was pretty sure Gox wasn't going to kill him when it was cute.
No, I can't kill a bunny. Bunnies are cute. Even though I know it's not a real bunny, it's a Mr. Punk bunny, but it was awfully cute. So you got that part right.
In my headcanon, at some point, Punk is going to just feel his nose wiggling, and he'll go into a room automatically.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. This did not go at all like I was picturing.
I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Letting Zeely have animate objects might not have been a great plan.
Well.
Oh, no. No, I disagree. It was a wonderful plan. Letting you have Wall of Fire is also a wonderful plan. Letting Daldane have Tasha's hideous laughter was also a wonderful plan. I love all of these plans and the chaos that they cause.
Yeah.
It's a kobold campaign.
It is. And I mean, technically, right now, kobolds are safe.
But for how long?
Anyway, Zeely wanders off to find Meepo.
Okay.
Okay.
Meepo, where are you?
Probably in the basement, just kind of wondering what happened and like afraid to see because everything's kind of quiet.
Okay. You see a bunch of kobolds and a gnome come up from underneath. And Lucanidae is saying, I don't agree with what you've done, but I also don't think there's any way this is going to end well. So,
what did they do? What did you do?
Don't worry.
They didn't kill him.
We put Bonk on the other side of the wall so that he can fight the things there instead of us.
What's on the other side of the wall?
Starspawn.
Well, he might have a chance.
It's a bunch of things with too many arms.
Yeah, but I think we fought those before. But
Meepo
it depends on how many.
Has fought things with
yeah,
too many
it's
arms.
Like we fought, like, she and Mr. Punk were right there fighting those things. Like,
yeah,
well,
he disarmed
might work
one.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why she's kind of like, eh, he might be able to do that.
Hobble hobble.
I don't know. He's never happy.
Yeah, but our old treasure room is back.
He's going to be probably more interested in fighting everything than worrying about treasure.
Right, we gave him lots of things to fight. So, my youngest colleague and kind of my
one. You do realize he'll be back, right? And he's still going to be mad.
Well, what should we do then?
I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens.
Anyway. So, shop talk?
Okay. Do you know how to do lightning?
In a chromatic orb, I do.
Oh, no. You could totally do the spell on its own.
Ross
without the chromatic orb.
And he says, okay, Jackson isn't here. And Mr. Vex is unconscious, but I think either one of them at this point would probably stand up, and he stands up in the chair he was sitting on, or pretending to sit on, because if he put his weight on it, it would just collapse.
Right.
That falls over, and he says, it would stand up like this, and point the door like that, and say, outside.
We could do that.
Anyway, that's what they would say. Something about burning the house down or whatever.
Yeah, that would be bad. We could go outside. I can show you how to do.
All right.
It's and really can, fun.
And I can show you Thunderstep.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay, that one you really do need to do outside.
I'll do it outside.
Okay, let's go.
And for the rest of the evening, you just hear like, boom. Oh, wow, that was fun.
A little kobold giggling.
The cries of scared sheep because thunder isn't supposed to happen that close to the barn.
Followed by lightning bolts.
Meanwhile, no one has told the rest of the clan that it's safe now.
Oh, yeah.
They're just huddled up and hearing explosions up above. Thinking,
it's
oh,
probably not actually safe considering what we're doing anyway. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Is it safe yet? Boom! No, probably not. Let's keep hiding for a little while.
The sorcerers are out there blowing stuff up for no reason.
They have plenty of reason. They're showing each other sorcerer things.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Is it warm enough out there?
You wouldn't want to spend the night outside, but...
Yeah, we'll have to go back in eventually.
Yeah, what happened at the end of the last main campaign session was when the kobolds were seen using the sheep as racehorses. Each one of them was wearing a wool coat that ostensibly had been harvested and turned into a coat from the sheep right before the race. So there are coats available. It's not a long-term solution, but one of them has the ability to make a giant wall of fire that tends to heat a large area of space.
So we'll be all right.
Yeah.
What would happen if these two got together in a battle against anything?
I would have to increase the CR level for whatever we're doing. Like, okay, well, these
whatever
are the ones I'm going to add for Zili and Meepo to kill. And here's everything else. You're fighting the Tarrasque.
Meepo would be like, what's a Tarrasque?
Oh, don't worry, there's only one of them.
Oh, okay. So cast friends on it and then hit it with lightning. Anyway.
Okay. So that's how the evening goes, where you cast spells until it gets too cold even for the wool coats that you're wearing, and you come back inside. And Vex is still unconscious. Lucanidae is upset, but so long as so long as Fiddle Punch is not in immediate danger, he reluctantly just says, "Well, you know, it's not my house. I'm just a guest here. You do you, I guess. Whatever." Ross suggests not letting Jackson know that you polymorphed Punk and threw him in a wall. Just as a bit of advice.
What will he do if he finds out?
Well, he would probably tell Vex, and I would probably have fewer kobold friends.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they'd let you keep staying here.
Well, it wasn't a long-term plan anyway.
You'll be getting rid of the Starspawn?
Well, I don't know. Haven't really had time to think it through. But I think we're building a tunnel under the farm, and then we wouldn't be in your farmhouse anymore. Or not as much.
Well, you'd still be under it, and you being under it kind of what led to Ponk attacking you.
I don't know if being under caused him to attack.
Well, that, and going into his room, and going into
I think that was the thing.
Walled off.
Yeah, I think that was probably
it. And the part where you're breathing, he doesn't seem to like when people do that.
Well, and that's going to happen. Yeah.
And having all of your insides on your insides, he doesn't like that either.
Well, he did try to correct that one, but then he turned into a bunny.
And then he kept trying to correct it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Awfully cute, though, as a bunny.
Oh, yeah. And pretty much everyone in the room just nods sagely. It's become canon. Ponk Bunny is cute. It's the only version of Ponk that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Bird chirp in the background.
Yeah. Meepo's playing with that stick of bird tweeting or whatever it was.
I forgot I house. Gave Meepo that. Uh-huh. I forgot that.
She's like playing with that and entertaining kobolds, I guess.
Okay. And so, in return for some of the healing and stuff that Lucanidae has done for the group, Lucanidae does have a favor to ask of the party. He did ask that the party go check out, he doesn't care who does this, but he needs someone, not him, to do this, to go check out the tower that used to be Fiddle Punch's to see what happened there, to see if there's anything left. Fiddle Punch refuses to go, and Lucanidae is not going to go by himself.
Hmm. Is it warm enough for kobolds to travel?
If we have a tiny hut at night, probably.
Oh, that's an idea.
It depends. You might be lucky, and you're going to have a few warmer days. Today wasn't too bad outside. You might be unlucky and have another cold snap come through. Mm-hmm. Meepo remembers a cold snap.
Oh, yeah. Meepo hates the cold. Meepo almost died in the cold.
Yep.
Yeah. What are we supposed to go look for?
Just anything. See if anything's left. See if you can find any clues for what caused them to attack there. See if any of Fiddle Punch's research is still there. He's more upset about that than anything else, really. I'm like, Fiddle, you almost died. And he's like, but my research.
Okay, what's the research look like? Should we bring it back if we find it?
There'd be a lot of paper with stuff written on
paper.
It.
Okay, paper.
With a lot of symbols. But anything with writing on it, probably, if it's still salvageable, bring it. I was going to say if you could understand it, but I can't understand half of it.
No. Mm.
Also, anything that looks magical, like fancy glowing gems and anything like that.
Okay, so writing on paper and glowy stuff. Got it.
Yes. Do you decide to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, wait, no, we need to ask Feldane. Feldane?
Oh, that's fine with me. I've always wanted to say a sibyl.
All right. Okay.
And as long as Meepo stays here, then maybe if Punk comes back before we get back, she can, I don't know, do something.
Lucanidae gives you directions. He used to have the ability to create a teleportation circle that would take you right to the tower, but he's worried that the tower may have actually fallen, literally. And if that's the case, he'd be teleporting you to a spot 30, 40 feet in the air.
Oh.
So instead, he gives you directions. The trip is uneventful for the most part. You're able to keep your heads down. If you're seen by anyone on a farm that you pass through, you don't hear any screams of dismay or anguish or fear that there are strange lizard-like creatures parading down a road. Then you get to the foothills, and that gets to be slightly more difficult terrain, but you're able to traverse this. This is a full-day trip for you. We can even argue that maybe you camp out at the base of where the foothills turn into an actual mountain cliffside with a tiny hut to keep warm.
Okay.
But once you get to the cliff face, there are steps carved into it, and there's even like a railing with a rope that goes across to make it easier to climb up, which makes it very convenient for you. You were thinking, well, we're going to have to climb this mountain. Okay. No. Stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk right up them. It gets a bit foggier at the top. And once you get to the top of the stairs, there is a sort of like, picture, if you will, a mini valley where you can see the mountain cliff sides all around. But it's large enough that there is a small lake on one end, which is probably a significant source of the moisture for all this fog that you see. And you do find the rubble that was obviously once a tower. It clearly has been knocked over. There are a lot of starspawn corpses here that have been killed in a variety of ways. Some of them look like they've been torn apart. There's a few where it looks like something ate them, but didn't consume them. It chewed them up and spat them out. Some of them have been wrapped up in vines and are still struggling a little bit, or maybe it's just the vines moving. You're not quite sure. There are also a lot of corpses here. Human corpses.
So did the humans try to fight these monsters? Doesn't look like they did very well.
For Gox, I'm going to say give me an insight or survival check, whichever you prefer.
I'm going to do survival. Got a 5, and survival is...
Survival is what?
+4.
Okay. Even a roll of 9, I would say, is significant enough for you to realize that the human corpses look like they've been dead for a while.
Oh, so these guys are like Tim. But not walking around and talking.
So they're just dead.
I guess.
They're like zombies, but they're not moving, so they're just dead. Somebody killed all these zombies.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we see? This doesn't look like it's going to attack us as far as Gox can tell. So what do we see? Like, are we at the tower? What do we see?
You're at the foundation of the tower. It maybe goes up a story and a half before it breaks off at a very sharp angle. And there's a lot of rubble. And the tower didn't fall in one direction. It's almost like the inside of it exploded and pieces went in a variety of directions. There are scraps of machinery here and there. Nothing that, to your eye, looks like it's built for any particular purpose. Maybe someone... Fiddle Punch could probably tell you what it was for and if it's still usable, but you have no idea.
Okay, so we're supposed to look for paper that has scribbling on and shiny things that glow.
Okay. Well,
right.
Anyone who wants to give me an investigation check to loot the rubble?
I've rolled a 17 and investigation is actually a -2 because he's not very smart, so that's where we're at.
Okay, you find paper.
Okay, I pick up the paper.
It has rained since this paper was left out to the elements, so there's even you can tell there's nothing legible on this.
Hmm. Hey, Zeely, can you fix this with some spell so we can read it?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay, and Zeely, you think you found a magical box. And then you pick it up and you're holding just the handles on the sides of the box because the rest of it just sort of like turned into dust and collapsed on itself.
Ew.
Yep. Well, that was a 6 on your roll. Daldane, you find some rubble that you decide to look underneath, and you got a 19. So underneath this rubble, you find a grayscale floral hat.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And that's where we're going to end it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, little.
Yeah? What?
Why? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
One of those guys was Tim.
And we're going to end it here. We'll pick that up next week.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, thank you,
wow,
everyone, for playing.
This has been a weird one.
Thank you, everyone who's listened. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug?
I have a social media site at elec.xyz that runs Mastodon, so it connects to any other Mastodon site.
And it's very cool.
It is.
My website is Book of Gen at bookofgen.net. It's got 2 podcasts. One of them is Diablo 3. The other one is just pieces of my writing that I read to you. There's a bunch of blogs of a variety of topics, and there's a store now where I'm putting my artwork. And this month I've been drawing skulls for an Inktober project, and that's at bookofgen.net.
I have a website now, nogodsbeforeus.com, and you can find me on Twitter at Bolthra, B-O-L-T-H-R-A, and you can find my book on Black Winds We Rise on Amazon.
And EO's mom writes books at ElizabethBoy.com. Mm.
We are trained well to promote the books of someone else's mom.
Because I keep forgetting.
It's okay. We're here to remind you. It's all good. All right, so thank you everyone for listening. Tune in next week.
Thanks, Tom, for joining us.
Same punk time, same punk channel. He is the night. All right, see you next time.